Redmond Herity is a sculptor from Remelton in County Donegal. He works principally through the medium of stone. His latest exhibition, Remix, features work from his undercover collection alongside pieces from his recyclable studies. We'll find out more about the specifics of those two projects in a minute. But I want to talk to you, first of all, Redmond, about your route into sculpture. It's such an accidental discovery of a career in some ways. Tell us the story. You were working in construction at the time.
I was working in construction, yeah, in Boston actually. And we were repointing some old buildings and we were up on the roof and I was cutting out the vertical joints and I set down the grinder and I cut into some of the pebbles on the rubber roof and I realised that the diamond blade could cut through the stone. You know, so this was my first experience of seeing stone being cut.
So you used, was the grinder, an angle grinder, was this something that cut specifically through metal or would it have cut through stone?
It was specifically stone blades we were using at the time. So.
And so you normally what you would have been doing with that grinder was cutting through blocks of concrete or something like that? And very measurements to suit the construction work.
Fairly strict measurements as well, yeah.
Fell on a pebble?
Yeah.
And you cut through it. And I mean, what was that moment? What did you see that made you thought?
I never thought about it at the time, you know, but it was when I look back now and realise this is where it came from, you know. So it moved on from there. I left Boston and went on travelling and I went to India and I first seen sculpture for the first time in India. So.
And was it stone from the very
outset? All stone, all granite, yeah.
Well, it was always going to be stone because of that moment,
yes,
that
indeed.
Moment in Boston. Now, I mentioned, although I'm about to contradict myself, because there are plastics involved in recyclable studies. Plastics initially, explain what was involved there.
Well, I guess when I go beachcombing at the weekend...
Is this up at home?
Take a walk around the beaches and see stuff washed up. Also, I used to spend a lot of time in Torrey Island. And what amazed me about Torrey Island was stuff was washed up from across the Atlantic. You know, you're finding flip-flops and armbands and bits of plastic washed up from all over.
And can you could see hints as to
What I like about it is, you know, people have got a strong feeling about the environment, things that I'm doing. But I actually look at the form of the piece I'm finding and seeing that it used to be square and how nature has made it shaped into a sculpture for me, you know. Mm. Most people would walk past it, but I would see something in it, so...
So you might pick up some of the flip-flop or the bottle and then you take that off as, is it as the model for a
stone? I take that to the studio and I reproduce it exact because I trained doing marble portraiture, which is very strict carving when you're carving someone's face. So when I look at an object now, I can carve it without measuring. You know, you shake off your stabilisers, so...
You shake off your stabilisers. Explain that. That sounds like something a four-year-old does with a bicycle, but it's not.
Yeah, because the pointing system is a very strict rule.
And this goes right back to the Renaissance,
system. And it's a three-dimensional measuring grid. And it's a device for taking measurements in depth. But once you learn the depth, you eventually don't need the pointing system.
It's field, really, that does...
It takes away the fear of going too far or the depth you need to go...
Yes. Was there something, you know, in your mind, taking those plastic items, and you say that it's such an element of any debate that we hear around the environment at the moment, the amount of plastic, and then specifically the amount of plastic in the sea that's washed up on beaches all over the world. Was there any environmental aspect in your mind when you decided to change that or to reform that in stone?
For me personally, I just enjoy making these throwaway disposables out of, you know, a precious material. Mm. I'm delighted people get this feeling from it, you know, that it's such a powerful image for them automatically because the stone is going to last as long as the plastic, if not...
Plastic might last it.
Yes, indeed. And that was why they talked about, you know, the gods years ago, they carved gods thousands of years ago and we found the stones and this we know the story now, like the pyramids, they tell the story. So in a couple of thousand years when they find my plastic bottles, they think, you know, was Tesco's or church, you know. That kind of thing. So,
you like that potential?
I do, because you know it's not that I'm planning burying stuff, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know.
So that's one aspect of the new exhibition, which is Remix. You've taken works from the recyclable studies, but you've also taken works from Undercover, which is kind of in some ways a more classical type of sculpting, is it?
Yeah. When I was doing statues, I used to have to look at books all the time. And I didn't do a lot of reading, to be fair. I just looked at the photographs of Michelangelo and Bernini. And as I was doing the arms and the cloth, you can't carve a statue until you actually know the anatomy under it, you know, because people just think it's cloth, but you have to know what the statue works, how it works. So I was looking at the knee and the cloth draping off the knee. So I would take a section of that and make my own version of that. And then an inspiration would be the towel simply hanging over the banister in the house or a tea towel hanging over a chair. Mm. So I would see something in that and then you carve it and in marble, and all of a sudden it becomes a sculpture, you know.
Yeah, but it's interesting because you're, so if we think of that simple image of a towel over the banister, if you're sculpting that, are you thinking of the banister as much as you are of the towel?
No, you're looking at the folds in the cloth, you know, and then it becomes itself. So,
and what kind of, you're using marble in some of the sculptures?
A lot
here.
Of the undercovers are made from marble, which is Italian, and then I have Kilkenny limestone, and then our own Donegal granite and Donegal sandstone.
Is there something, or is this too romantic of me to think that there might be something more fulfilling in sculpting the Donegal stone?
There is. It's a tougher stone as well,
and it's
a lot to do with the elements and the weather we have, I guess. But no, it's a hard material. Because I made a statue there for Tor Eiland a couple of years back, and we talked about different materials we could use, but we moved on to the Donegal granite automatically because the wind and the elements would wear away the face out in the island, you know.
Hmm.
So it had to be made from a hard stone. So
that would last longer within those elements.
Yes.
And bringing your work then to Dublin, because this, I think, is the first collected, you know, solo exhibition of your works collected in Dublin. How important is that for you?
It's very important because I feel very privileged to be given the opportunity.
You've had works in the RHA for several years in
a
row now.
I've been with the RHA now since 2006. And again, that's my only goal, really, throughout the year as an exhibition. You know, people say, how do you get into RHA? It's because you try very hard. You plan your piece from the year before. You don't just pick a piece up in the workshop and go, well, chance this one.
Finally, the exhibition Remix is at the Ireland Institute on 27 Pierce Street. You love the fact that Pierce is within that name.
Yes, indeed. I've reproduced a lot of the Pierce family's work because I do a lot of church restoration work. And some of the altars I've made in the past, I've had to reproduce James Pierce and William Pierce's work.
All right, so it's kind of a circle completed in some ways.
The studio I'm working for, or the exhibition's on, and is where they carved the marble, so it's nice.
Yeah, nice to have that connection.
Yeah.
That's Remix, the exhibition that Redmond Hardy was speaking to me about there. 27 Pierce Street, the Ireland Institute, opens tomorrow evening, runs through until Tuesday, October the 1st, open every day except Sunday. TheIrelandInstitute.com. We'll give you full details there.